I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hey, everybody, it's your man, Head Crack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for, what you really want, your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation,
hey,
everybody.
Hey.
What's up? We have a great show for you today, so I hope you're ready. But before we get started, let's say what's up to our crew over there in Atlanta. ATL, what's up?
Hey, everybody.
What's up,
hey, ATL, what's up?
And it's a very special day today because it's our man Head Crack's birthday. Head Crack, happy birthday to you, my friend.
Back.
Charlie's Cumpleaños, brother. All right, later on the show, Andrew Froehlich hands out with Henry Cavill and the rest of the cast of the new Netflix show, The Witcher. And also, Jermaine Dupri is going to be hanging out in Atlanta in the studio.
Yes.
But, Brett, what you got?
You know we got to start the show with the biggest story of the day, honey.
Yes.
And that is Jason Derulo. Oh, my God.
Oh, you said biggest.
Okay. Really?
Biggest, okay. Recently, we talked about Instagram removing his thirst trap photo, but now his package is making news for another reason. Jason stars in the new film version of Cats, and he told Andy Cohen on his Sirius XM radio something about the movie's trailer surprised him. Check it out.
You're in tights and Cats. It makes me think maybe they
CGI'd the d- out.
Yes.
Yeah, they did. They did CGI. I know.
You think that they airbrushed your penis out of the
125%.
Really?
I could see it in the trailer for sure.
You're like, they took my genitalia out of the Cats.
120%.
Wow.
Okay. Okay. I have a question.
Yeah.
Why does he always want us to see his junk? If we're watching Cats, we don't want to see the dog.
But like, when you have a nice one, you want to show it off.
But listen, the director said, "Listen, Rum Tum Tugger, we're getting you neutered."
Rum Tum Tugger.
Rum Tum Tugger's getting neutered today.
He got fixed. Your kids go to see this. You don't want that thing out there scaring anybody like that.
But the crazy thing is, they CGI'd it off of Jason Derulo and put it on Taylor Swift, which is hilarious.
Okay. That makes you think.
No. Yeah. Look closely now when you watch it.
That way she can be a they cat. We're not sure. Yeah. Oh my God.
Now, Gary, does this make you more likely to see it or not?
No, I don't think I'm going to see it now.
Well, moving on. Whoopi Goldberg and the Ladies of the View are at it again. Now, Whoopi and Meghan McCain had the issues before, but on yesterday's show, it went to a whole new level. Check it out.
And I'm telling you,
but
the politics
I'm not talking about
this,
you. I'm talking about
I'm
the people
you my
that
job
are
here.
The senators
Just let me
that
finish.
Are
I let
in
you
the,
talk. Let me
in the Senate. The Republican Senate.
Here's what's happening
you
now.
We're going to keep...
Girl, please stop talking. Please stop talking right now. Because you know what?
No
what's
problem.
What's happening? Thank
no,
you.
No problem.
Thank you.
I won't talk the rest of the show, no problem.
Okay, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. If you're going to behave like this...
I'm not behaving like
you
anything.
You are.
I'm
you are
to show
talking
a conservative
over...
perspective.
Yes, we understand
that. No, I let
you
talk,
but
and then...
You are, but what you're doing...
No, I'm not
is
doing...
Your we're not doing anything. How about this? Former FBI, we'll be right back.
My favorite line, I'm a
okay with that.
I'm okay with that.
She says, girl, honey, like, I love Whoopi. I love when somebody make her mad, because she no hose bar. She going to say what it is. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, let's stop this. You over-talking people. Yeah, this is a show where we have different opinions, but you like this show, we have to let one another speak. You know what I'm saying?
We do sometimes, but see, I like to talk over you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you guys don't talk over us.
Well, now today on the show, both women addressed the incident, but said things between them are good, and arguments like this happen in every family. Now, earlier, though, Megan tweeted a gif of the Mother of Dragons from Game of Thrones and said, good morning to all the fellow conservative girls who won't be quiet.
See, now, if we apologize, I'm going to need you to leave it alone.
I'm going to need you to not
do that. I have to tell you to shut up. Now I'm going to have to tell you to shut up.
And that was a weak clap back, because, you know, like, you know, Whoopi comes from a comedic standpoint, and I would imagine she could have clapped back even harder.
Megan, you in danger, girl. Just shut up.
Yeah.
Leave it alone.
Otherwise, it's going to be, baby, what'd you do with your career?
I wish Whoopi would have been, stop tweeting.
Girl, stop.
She's going to have a view from a different show and not that one.
Exactly. All right, it's time for Gary's Royal Report. Oh. And this time, it's not about my cousin Megan, but her in-laws, Sir William and Kate, honey, were on the BBC TV special, A Very Royal Christmas. But in an awkward PDA moment, William touched Kate's shoulder. But Kate pulled away.
No way.
Damn.
That's good.
Is there somebody that went, let's do a boomerang?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
She moved like when Greedo shot at Han in Star Wars.
Okay. Right. Like the Matrix.
I was about to say, a little bit of that, too.
I think William's got that touch where he touched her on the shoulder and she started squirming around like she couldn't even sit. Like, she needed to change stools.
She looked annoyed as hell, y'all.
Y'all have seen this before. You know, when you're in public, you don't want everybody else to know that y'all are beefing. They probably had an argument in the car, but in public you have to still smile. We'd be like, "Don't touch me. Don't even."
Yeah. She didn't cringe. Her face didn't wince at all.
Nope, still smiling.
But she's got to get a hold on that. She shouldn't be acting like that in public, even if they have
any type
of issues. No one needs to see what's going on because everybody is so nosy and they're gonna draw their own conclusions with all these twirls.
But Brad, they human, and your man piss you off sometimes.
They are human, but when the camera when the camera is rolling and it ain't like a reality show and you're a royal. You better play it off and keep that straight poker face.
They got to be doing well, because I was at the grocery store yesterday and I saw in line, there's those magazines that said
the
queen is stepping down and that William and Kate are going to be king and queen. So
wait, they're skipping over Charles and Camilla?
Yes, Charles ain't getting it. They had a long family meeting. And Charles
was that the star of the Inquirer?
Why are they skipping?
That sounds real.
It ain't real.
It ain't real?
The queen won't step down even when she dead. She ain't going to
She's
like,
she going to die
up,
as the queen.
Yeah. Yeah. She's going to put it in writing. No
I'm
one
not
can replace
going
her.
Anywhere.
Weekend of Buckingham.
Prop her right on up.
Well, it looks like Justin Timberlake's not the only one getting a little action on the balcony these days because of Madonna. Keep in mind, as I tell the story, Madonna's a 61-year-old woman. She was caught in Miami on her hotel balcony getting cozy with one of her backup dancers. His name is Ala Malik Williams. He's 25.
Woo!
Yeah.
She is how old now? She 80?
She's 61. She's 61. And so there's a picture of the two of them together. Mm-hmm.
That looks set up, y'all.
That's how I picture the kid from the Boondocks looking real good.
I would have a problem. Here's my theory. This is what I always said. If I am old enough to be your mom, I have a hard time going there in my brain. To know that it's like, well, if I do the math there, well, I was 19 when you were born.
She's old enough to be his grandma.
Oh, no, I don't feel like that. I don't feel like that. I feel like in her point in life, she is having a good time with this young boy, okay? Yes. He's doing everything, licking between them toes and everything else, huh?
Portia, you could date an 18-year-old man.
Oh, not 18. If I'm 61.
No, if you're your age now, I'm talking now.
No, I'm not dating no child. He just became legal.
18? No.
He can't even damn drive me nowhere or give me no Hennessy.
But this has been Madonna's play for a long time. Like, every few years, she'll start out with a younger dude. Then all of a sudden, she starts looking younger, you never hear about that person again.
And just because you put a grill in doesn't make you look younger.
She's a vampire.
Older women date younger women.
Yep, and he's a dancer. He probably got some good old momentum in the sheet.
Exactly.
She's sucking up their youth, literally. Yeah.
So funny game, so she needs hip replacement.
Real grandma and nurturing or whatever. He probably ain't had his mama around or something, and they just make the perfect couple. little different strokes.
This might be love. I mean, they're wearing matching outfits. I mean, that kind of... Yeah.
Wait, that's real love right there.
Matching outfits and that pose, that's
just
real love.
Black.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I actually never seen her look better. No makeup on. Her face looks good. Right. Hair is cute.
Maybe they're posing for his senior photo.
Yeah. I was about to say a Kmart Christmas portrait.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Up next, I am so, so happy because my big brother Jermaine Dupri will be here to kick it with us. So come right back. Dish Nation. HK, you know that smell is the most powerful sense we have, and smell can bring a whole flood of memories and change your mood and, of course, enhance your natural style.
That's right. Like, every time I smell cinnamon, I think of Christmas when I was a kid. Mm. And when I smell juices and berries, I think of you, Brad. So why not make some good memories for the holidays with Scentbird?
We've told you about Scentbird before. They're the luxury fragrance subscription service with over 600 designer fragrances to choose from each month. You can have fun switching up and trying new fragrances without breaking the bank, and you can get a new fragrance every 30 days.
Now, I've been using Scentbird for about a year now, and I've saved so much money this year by not having to purchase entire bottles of cologne that after about getting halfway through the bottle, I'm not feeling the scent anymore, and it ends up sitting on my dresser for a long time. Now, I've been able to try out new fragrances that I would have never tried if it weren't for Scentbird.
When Headcrack told me he was wearing Bentley's cologne one day, I thought he was joking. But he wasn't until I went on the Scentbird website, and I ended up with the Mercedes-Benz perfume, darling. There were so many great fragrances to try.
Plus, they have products from other categories like skincare and wellness, and they also have a few brands exclusively for men like Anthony Brands and Ernest Supplies.
And with an exclusive offer for our viewers, you can get 30% off your first month today. That's only $10 for your first fragrance.
Go to Scentbird.com/dish and use my code DISH for 30% off your first month. Again, that's Scentbird.com/dish for you to try your first cologne or perfume for just $10. Sign on. Smell amazing.
Smell amazing.
Scentbird. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation! Hey! That's right, and today I'm so, so excited because our in-studio guest is none other than my big brother, hip-hop legend, songwriter, Hall of Famer, Grammy Award-winning, super producer, captain of So So Def, worked with Mariah, TLC, Criss Cross, myself, Escape, Bow Wow, oh my God, Aretha Franklin, Usher, Jermaine Dupri! Congratulations, because you're being honored this year at the UNCF Atlanta 36th Annual Mayor's Mass Ball in Atlanta this upcoming weekend.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So you're receiving the Mask Award for your contributions with assisting HBCU students. How does that feel?
It felt good to be able to help, so it feels good to be recognized for that.
Well, you've always helped people. That's kind of why I'm here.
Okay. Right. All right.
Yeah. So you give people opportunities, and they grow to be something great. I can say I'm great.
People of greatness.
Right. So how does it feel? Because you are the first hip-hop artist to win this award.
Now, that part is crazy because it's the 36th annual, right? That means that for 36 years, they ain't thought about nobody.
Right.
In the hip hop community to be honest, so I mean I'm flattered because I could start and I open the door for all the rest of the.
That's right, exactly.
You know. So anybody who's followed your career, I mean, you went from busting moves to making moves, and you always evolving.
The freaks come at night.
You still got that arm work? So people who watched your movements, you always evolving, finding something cool to do. What can we expect from you in 2020?
Well, I mean, I think we started with this new Usher record.
Which I love. I'm totally obsessed with
Usher
it.
Great.
So it's just new music. You know what I mean? Just constantly putting out new music.
Well, we know that you and Brett are family, and we know y'all know each other very, very well. Yes. So we wanted to play a little game with y'all. Mm. It's called So-So or No-No. Mm. So-So meaning, of course, you got the answer right.
Yeah.
And no-no, of course, means that's a big no-no.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Okay.
Now, Brad, this question is for you. It's about J.D. Oh. What city was he born in?
Asheville, North Carolina.
So.
So, Brad, honey, keeps getting these flowers, honey. I mean, she getting
flowers.
No, I don't. Brad, she gets flowers every damn week. So that means we know she dating someone.
You exaggerate.
So, I mean, if there's one quality that a person must have in order to get Brad's interest, let us know, what would it be, Jermaine?
She like a good thug, now.
Oh,
You gotta have patience.
That's
the thing. You gotta be able to deal with the Brett.
Patience, okay.
You gotta have patience and be able to deal with the Brett.
So, Brett, is that a so-so or a no-no?
That's a so-so. You gotta have patience.
Well, yeah, you do have patience.
It's a virtue. I do. I have patience with your ass every day.
Yeah, okay. She does. She exercises it up in her hand.
All right, Brad, one last question. This one's for you. What song did Jermaine Dupri win his Grammy for in 2006?
We Belong Together, Mariah Carey.
So-so.
Oh, she's right.
Very so-so. Yes.
Okay.
Very so-so.
Well, JD, Big Bro, thank you for stopping by Dish to Kick It with us.
Thank you for having
Everybody
me.
Give it up one time for my big brother, Jermaine Dupri. Yeah.
All right, y'all. Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
Yes, it is. And ladies, you're going to love this one. Now, this pre-noir Silky Beauty Sleep Set. This set is designed with an ultimate combination of shine, thickness, softness, and durability. The premium set comes with a hyaluronic acid-infused silk eye mask. Ooh, that is fly, honey. And a silky pillowcase and three silky sleep scrunchies.
Ooh, yeah, girl, I need this in my life. It's good for my edges.
Oh, we got to keep them intact, honey.
Okay, silky.
Because the silky material reduces friction on the skin while sleeping, preventing any pulling or tugging on the skin at night that can lead up to aging and wearing out our skin, girl. It helps retain moisture and shine and doesn't dry your hair out like cotton does.
Ooh, Portia, girl, it's soft and luxurious to the touch. How much is it?
Well, Gary, you're about to be sleeping like a queen, honey, because it runs as high as $100, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $20.
$20? A whole dub?
Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, y'all. Andrew Freund had a chance to sit down with Henry Cavill and the cast of The Witcher. You don't want to miss it right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, the big homie Andrew Freund recently chopped it up with Henry Cavill and the cast of the new Netflix series, The Witcher. Check it out.
I've heard tales of your kind, Witcher. You're a mutant. Created by magic. Roaming the continent.
We don't want your kind here.
Hunting monsters. For a price.
Okay, Henry, very important question.
Yes.
What are your thoughts of me as the Witcher?
Man, I'm just glad you didn't audition. You're nailing it.
Is it like looking in a mirror, basically?
It's like looking in one of those mirrors, but the mirror's better looking.
Oh, wow, okay. Yeah. I'll take it. All right.
Can I keep this?
Yeah, sure, please.
Thank you very much.
All right. Did you name your wig? Does your wig have a name?
I think Jackie Rathore, my hairdresser, named my wig.
Yeah.
But it's nothing I can repeat on here.
Did you like getting into all that? Like, did it transform yourself?
Yes. It gave me an hour and a half to learn my lines every morning. And two, once it was complete, once the whole process was complete, it was a transformation. I did feel very much like Geralt of Rivia.
Kind of take me on the ride that this project is. Take me on the ride that we're going to see in The Witcher.
So in this series, like, as you know from the books, it's about three orphans. You've got Geralt, Ciri, and Yennefer.
And they are traveling on very different paths, but ultimately, destiny is what ties them together. The ladies have just, they've smashed it out of the park. And so what you're going to see is the stuff that I provide, which is just fine, but what the ladies do is exceptional and extraordinary.
If Henry was going to be teamed up in a fight with these people, I wanted you to tell me who would win and why.
Oh.
Okay? All right. As his character, of course. Who would win between Henry or Khal Drogo?
Henry.
Yeah? Why? Is he better with the sword?
Hasn't he got powers?
Okay. Okay.
Glad I know something.
How about this? Who would win between Henry's character and Uma Thurman from Kill Bill?
Uma Thurman. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, well, she's got the karate thing.
Yeah.
Okay, last one. Who would win between Henry and the cast of Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon?
It's got to be the cast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so Henry can beat...
I'm sorry, I'm really not supporting him right now. Henry all the way. Geralt all the
way. He won one.
Yeah.
He won between Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
So that's valid. How about this? Who would win in a fight? Your character in here or Superman?
Okay.
Yeah.
Purely hypothetical.
Purely.
Both of them have a reason to try and kill each other.
Yeah.
Probably Superman. I mean, Geralt's pretty handy with his various elixirs and potions and setting up a fight to win in his own environment. He's quite Batman-like, like that. But despite what you may have seen in movies, Superman would win.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yeah.
Well, everyone loves the Spice Girls, right?
Yes.
Except for Ryan Reynolds.
What?
I know, it's hard to believe.
Get out of here, Ryan.
Ryan's latest movie, Six Underground, it just came out on Netflix.
Okay.
And there's a scene in the movie where there's a car chase going on, and the Spice Girls come on the radio, like the Wannabe song.
Yeah, right.
And he rips the radio out of the dash of the car and throws it out the window.
No way.
At that moment, people got talking on Twitter about it. A fan asked, what does @VanCityReynolds have against @Spice Girls? And Ryan responded, the song was added in post-production. I would never interrupt the Spice Girls, never, especially during a car chase. That's when I need them the most.
Good job.
I couldn't agree more.
Good job.
Even if it did, he was playing a character in a movie. It's not like Ryan Reynolds pulled this radio out. It was.
What song would drive you to pull the radio out of the dash?
Barbara Streisand, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell. I can't.
What about you, Frank?
The jingle for the Cars for Kids commercials.
Oh.
1-877 Cars for Kids? Oh.
Delete your car today.
I would throw the kids out the window.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe.
What about you?
Maybe Aqua Barbie Girl.
Summer I'm a Barbie girl.
Ah, stop.
Okay, Barbie got it.
Stop it.
Mega plastic.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I took a white man overbite on that.
You did. I could see Frank on a cruise ship. Like,
oh, seriously. That song comes
that
on.
Might
it's
happen.
On. It's on.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.